So it's a little hard to tell, but Charles has been putting a lot of work into making the podcast happen. So he asked me if I could ask whether people actually bothered to use them. So I felt awkward. You've tried to use it, okay. Didn't work out so much? Had you? Yeah. I had never done it before, and then I went to that place, and iTunes came up on my computer, and it just started to do stuff, and then it worked. But I had to let it run for a while. I had to actually download big chunks of stuff. It seemed to know what it wanted to download. I didn't seem to have much control over it. So if you've got iTunes working, maybe it just works if you just let it be for a while. I don't know. But if you know, certainly if you run into trouble and would like some help with that, send me out. I'll try to get that to fix. Yeah?
Is there a question out there at all?
Should be. Let's see. So if I just tell it, iTunes. I can show you what it looks like for me. Granted, it's a Mac, so it's different. But
it is at least the same program.
Yeah, this is a program written by the same company. You can see what sort of things I download now. Wanted to know how to sing that. Oh, you know why I downloaded the Gnomes thing. It was for today. Okay, so I go to podcasts, and there's a whole lot of mishigas. So it looks like there is a lecture for day one, lecture one. If I click get, I get this little wheelie thing, which I think means it's now downloading. And it'll continue to do that for what seems to be way too long. But then eventually it will stop when I'm not looking. Because, you know, watch pot and all that. Okay, all right, that being said, let's switch over to some Klicka questions. If I can figure out where they are. Here's one. All right, so just following up on a similar kind of question that I asked last time. It didn't go so well. I'm going to try to keep pushing this and see if I can get you guys to have some understanding of it. So here's an example of an activity I might take. You could call this an algorithm. It's really supposed to be just an example. We have a pile of flagstones. People know flagstones. These are the big flat rocks. You can make a pathway out of them by setting them down on the ground. So imagine we've got a pile of them, and we're trying to make a path from there that way. And what we're going to do is take the flagstone from the top of the pile and then walk along however much of the path we have so far and then add the flagstone to make the path a little longer, turn around, walk back to the pile of flagstones, get the next flagstone off the top, walk. Now I can walk a little farther because I had just put down a flagstone, put that one down, and I keep doing this and ultimately create a path of length n. Sorry, is that how I wrote it? Walk on the path built so far, adding the flagstone to the end of the path, extending it by one, then returning to the pile. How does the time that it takes me to create a path grow with the length of the path n? Is it logarithmically, linearly, log-linearly, quadratically, exponentially? Right, this includes the time for walking, not just how many times do you pick up a flagstone off the top. In fact, most of the time is spent walking. that's, that may be all of us. If you're not up there yet, give your, get, okay, thanks. Okay. That's definitely all of us. All right, stopping in 3, 2, 1, stop. All right, so, what's the matter?
I think that was more than all.
That was more than we had people? You think we got some leader from the other class again? All right, let's see how this looks. So, here's the basic idea. So here's me. Here's my pile of flagstones. There's n of them in the pile. There might be more. Should be less. So what's going to happen? We're going to put the first flagstone down, and that's going to take one time unit to go pick it up, put it down. Then we go to take we take it off the top. Then we go to get the next flagstone. Now, so we, here we did this. Well, anyway, so the second one, now we have to walk one step, then we put the flagstone down, then we walk back, get the next one off the top, now we walk, now we put the flagstone down, and walk back, here, walk back, and so if we do this n times, we get the total amount of walking that we do, it's going to look like a big triangle, where there's n flagstones that we put down, and ultimately we have to walk n steps to put the last flagstone down. And so the total amount of walking is going to be like n times n, maybe half of that because it's a triangle. So that's quadratic. Okay? Now the total number of times we have to pick a flagstone off the top grows linearly, right? It's one for each of them. But the total amount of walking we have to do is going to grow quadratically. Let's see. So more answers like that than the others, but we're still getting people saying other things. Right, any questions about that? At some point I'm going to run out of examples like this, but until I do, I'm just going to keep asking as long as people don't quite get it yet. Okay? So that's an example of quadratic growth. All right, here's a similar one. We're going for a walk at the shore. We're going to walk n blocks and then return home. How does the time of our walk grow with that number n, the number of blocks? And again, same set of choices, logarithmically, linearly, quadratically, exponentially. Five more, 4, 3, 2, 1. No, drill 15 this time. Okay. All right, so how many blocks do we walk? Anybody tell me the exact number? Not big O, but specifically. We're gonna walk n blocks and we're gonna come home. Two blocks?
Two n
blocks? I guess you like that. Yeah, sure, 2n blocks. So that's right. So we're walking out n blocks, and then we walk back that same distance, so it's n plus n, or 2n. 2n, which of these functions is like that? Well, since we're ignoring constants, that's like big O of n. So that's a linear function. So let's see if that, oh, good. Okay, right, like that. The point being that I didn't want you to think that every time I ask an example like this, it's always quadratic. Though basically it is, but right, you were wise to notice that this was not like that. And you had asked the question, what would make it quadratic if we did what kind of walk? So we walked out, say we walked one block and then back. And then we walk two blocks and go back, right. And we finally make it out n blocks, but by that time we've actually walked 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4, actually 2 plus 4 plus 6 plus 8 plus 10 blocks, which is going to end up being again like n squared over 2, n squared quadratic. I don't know how we would go for an exponential walk. And if you know, I'm not going for a walk with you, because that could be a long walk. Good, okay. Excellent. All right, so how does the number of digits in n grow as a function of n? So you've got, you know, the number n. How many digits are in the number n? And don't, you know, no cleverness like n's not a number. N has one digit, just n. Okay, so if we have a number, if n is something like, I don't know, 1,000, the number of digits in 1,000 is 4, which, if you think about what 1,000 is, it's 10 to the fourth power, third power. N is 10 to the 1, 100 is 10 to the 2, 1,000 is 10 to the 3. Okay? Yeah. So, in particular, this number in the exponent basically tells you how many digits there are. And so the way you get that number out of the exponent is by taking the log. And maybe you don't remember that, but I have said on a couple occasions that the number of digits is like the log. So let's see if that actually stuck. Somewhat. Ooh, second best answer, second favorite answer anyway, was log linearly, which has a log in it, which is, that's good. If we're actually, so when do we get log linear? In the song case, we get log linear in songs like Bottles of Beer on the Wall, where we actually have to say all the numbers up to some point n. Then we get n times the number of digits in n, or log n. So if we just have a single number, we don't know how many digits are in it, it's roughly like log n. That was very jumpy. The right thing? Yeah, okay. All right. How does the time to compute a 15% tip on n cents grows? Now, I didn't say this explicitly, but I'm wondering if you can put together some of the facts that I just described to figure this out. So imagine, so n cents has, to write down n cents, use dollars and cents, but just think of it as cents, requires some number of digits, and there's some amount of work, when we go to compute the tip, there's some amount of work we do per digit. And so does the total computation end up being like log n, like n, like n log n, n squared? Same set of choices as before. Say again?
Do you have an extra clicker?
No, but if you mail me, at least I'll know that you were here. So send me an email after class.
Okay.
You can write down an answer, and then you'll at least know whether or not you were right.
Okay.
All right, so let's try this out. Thank you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop. Okay, all right, so this, let me tell you a story first before I get directly to this. So my daughter is in second grade. She's learning how to do things like add. At the moment, she gets that adding is like counting. So if you want to take a number like 543 and add 12 to it, you can just count 12 more after 543, right? So you have an algorithm that goes, okay, 543, 544, 545, 546, 547, 548. That gets you the right answer. But the teacher is desperately trying to get her not to add that way. The teacher wants to get her to add the way that we eventually learn to add, right? Where you go digit by digit. Oh, look at that, 555. What's the difference between these two algorithms? If this is some number n, her counting algorithm is always going to take time proportional to, right? So if she wanted to add like 543 plus 100 using the not good way, how many times does she have to count? 100. So in general, she's adding n to something. She doesn't generally add n to anything. But if you're adding n to something, it would take her time like n, right? Because she's going to count up to n. So this algorithm, this counting, adding by counting algorithm, add by count, is O of n, right? Where n is the magnitude of the second number you're adding. It could be worse, right? She could actually say, okay, well, first we have to get up to 543. 1, 2, 3, 4. But she knows to at least start at that number. All right, but that's not the algorithm that we tend to use. And part of the reason for that is because, you know, n can be big. If we're adding a, you know, 10-digit number to another 10-digit number, a 10-digit number is really large. We want to have an algorithm that runs like 10 in the number of digits. And so what we do is when we do addition, we actually do a fixed amount of work per digit. And since the number of digits in a number n is, the last question, previous question, log n, the add by digit algorithm with carries and so forth, that's actually a log n algorithm. Log n is exponentially better than n. This is really cool. So this is why we bother teaching kids and everybody to add by digits, because you just get much more efficient algorithms. Otherwise, we'd be sitting here, you know, adding forever. So the tip algorithm, or any algorithm that you probably use to get a tip, isn't going to grow like O of n with the number of cents. It's probably going to grow like O of log n. Multiplication can be like log squared n, but don't worry about that. The point is that it's of this list, it's like log n. So let's see if you kind of clued into that. Not as much. Yeah, log linear seems like a better answer in this case too. But now we're talking about, you know, if you've got something that's a $50 charge, we're talking about how many cents is that? 5,000 cents. We're talking something that's growing like 5,000 time units. And as slow as I am to compute tips, I don't take time proportional to the number of cents. So it's like log. I was just curious. I just wanted you to think that through once. All right. Is that the whole story? Yeah. Okay. Excellent. All right. So that gets us to graphs.